Please take your Bibles today and open up with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Today we're going to be reading verses 26 through 31. Romans chapter 8. When you found it, if you're able to, please stand with me out of respect for the reading of God's Word. Look with me here at verse 26. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Lord and Heavenly Father, I pray for any and all who are hearing this message. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit. Help us as we dig into your word, Lord Jesus, to understand it and to know it. And we thank you, Lord, for the tremendous blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. I pray, Lord, that we would learn and understand. And we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to gather for worship around your word. In your name, I pray these things. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Every year, we take one Sunday in January to specifically celebrate the ways that God has blessed this ministry in the past year. Now, this is a time of reflection and celebration, a time of worship and praise to be able to see the changes and to even hear from those in the ministry about the changes in their own lives due to the existence of this ministry. Now, on the physical side, over the last several years, we have been in a rebuilding phase in our ministry. We have had several things that have broken and needed repair, many more things that were affected by those things broken, and then just many needed updates to this facility. And it was a challenge. And there were many times that we faced discouragement. There were times that we did not know what to pray for. So we just prayed and prayed for whatever was on our hearts and minds. Look back with me here in our text, starting in verse 26. Again, it says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." So we prayed. And you know what happened? God answered. Look with me at verse 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Now, if God is for us, who can be against us? God loves those who faithfully serve him. When we pray to him, he answers and he blesses. We pray and God provides. This last year, we prayed about our sound system and a projector and speakers that we had for the sanctuary. They were donated to us and we just had to put them in. They needed to go up into the ceiling. The projector needed to be mounted on the ceiling. The speakers were ones that needed to go up inside of the ceiling. But when would we have the time to do the work, and how could we afford to do the work on our own? I reached out to a company to get a quote. And the man turned out to be a Christian. He came out with his crew and installed a very nice system. He hung the projector in place, put together all the components, and in the end, he charged us nothing. He donated everything. God answered our prayers tremendously. These guys were professionals. They spent a week running cable under the church and through the attic, setting up and troubleshooting and making sure everything worked well, even from a remote. This was such a tremendous answer to prayer. My wife didn't want me climbing up in the attic and potentially falling through the ceiling. And don't be wrong, I didn't want to fall through the ceiling either. We actually talked about it and considered what we could do to install it, and we were leery on both sides and what it would take to do all of that. I went into the attic once to peek my head in and look around, and that was enough for me. The very idea of installing all of this equipment seemed daunting. So we prayed, and God provided. We prayed about what to do with our Christian Resource Center, and God answered. In 2021, we were able to take a room in the church and get the room cleared out, painted, and have a new light installed. This past year, we were able to put it together and provide valuable resources to everyone through the church ministry, from gifts to shirts to books and Bibles and other media. These are great resources that we have taken the time to verify to make sure that you have something good in your home that can help you to grow and be reminded of Scripture. We set things up as God provided, and now we have a great resource at our disposal. We prayed, and God provided. We prayed about the weeds out front. We actually tried to remove them ourselves, and it turned out to be back-breaking work that was too much for us. We found a company that came out and took care of the weeds and a whole lot more, making needed repairs on the stone flower boxes out front and helping us with solving some of the long-term landscaping problems on the side of our church. And we designed a look for an old country church and even had a maple tree planted so that one day in the future, we can have a full tree that is bright orange and red and has so many colors during the autumn season. It didn't have much leaves this year to turn, but we did end up getting one or two that change colors. We prayed about the flowers for the landscaping. Where would they all come from, and how would we have the finances to take care of them? One day, my wife and I were at Home Depot, and we were in the garden section looking at possible plant ideas when my wife spotted two large carts full of plants. And they were all plants that come back every season, and they were drought-tolerant plants. And she went to the manager and asked if what they're going to do with those plants. And they said, well, they're going to get thrown away because they're just with a lot of plants that they had extras and nobody seemed to want them. So they were going to toss them before they died. And she asked the manager if we could have them, if they'd be willing to donate them to a local church. And they said, you know what? Sure, we will. So from that, we were able to get a lot of the plants that we needed here on the property. And that was such a tremendous blessing. We prayed, and God provided. He took care of the needs that we had, and He provided the finances to help take care of the project. We prayed about the lack of heat in our fellowship hall, in the nursery, in the classrooms, and in the offices. We had a couple of heaters throughout these rooms, and it seemed like they all died at once. Now, the heaters were the classic California wall heaters. They were never really that effective. They were loud, and they took a long time to heat a room. And they were going to be expensive to have removed and replaced. So we prayed about what to do, and God directed us to consider a central unit that would provide both heating and cooling to the whole building. We had a set amount of finances, and we reached out to many companies and found the one that was a good fit. They provided all that we needed. And now on Sundays, everyone is warm. We prayed, and God provided. He blessed us with a great system that will last us for years to come. We prayed about the kitchen. Due to the pipe burst problem we had, the kitchen was mostly gone. It was a mess, and we weren't sure what to do about it, especially because of the incredible cost of what a kitchen is. So we prayed about it, and God gave us the answers. We got a deal on a new ceiling that was put in. We ordered cabinets and saved ourselves $8,000 by putting them in ourselves. We received a great deal on the countertops from another believer and purchased the new appliances on sale. We have a little bit of painting left and some tile work, but the room is almost complete and it has already been very useful. We prayed and God provided and has shown himself to be tremendously good to us. We prayed about the room we are in now, our fellowship hall. We knew it needed an update, but we weren't exactly sure what to do with it, other than painting it. We had already purchased the paint, but the flooring was cracked and needed to be replaced. And it is back-breaking work to pull old floors up. So we prayed about it. And God answered. My wife and I attended a pastor's conference in Marina this last year. And one of the pastors heard about the work we were doing and asked if there was anything extra that he could help with. We explained the need for help with the fellowship hall, and he said he would get back to us. A couple weeks later, we heard from the pastor at Faith Baptist Church of Folsom, Pastor Ron Perry, who during the summer would bring out a crew of guys to do demo, a painter to paint the room, and a professional floor contractor to install the new floor for us. And they came out. We had a few days of fantastic fellowship. They helped with a bunch more needs, including repainting our family room and another room that needed to get done, the room that's adjacent to this one, all free labor. It was great. We prayed, and the Lord provided abundantly. My wife happily received a trip or two to Hobby Lobby out of all of it and decorated and brought everything together. God has provided such a nice place for us here. We prayed and God provided. We prayed about our restrooms. Two more casualties from our pipe burst situation. They were in dire need of updates before the pipe burst, and now there was even more work to be done. So we prayed, and God answered. It was slow going, but God provided all the material and the help to get the two rooms complete. We prayed, and God provided by working through us to help us accomplish the task. We prayed about the cove at the corner of this room, what we call our gathering place, and how to split the rooms apart. We talked about building bookshelves, but once the lumber prices started going up, the task seemed way out of our budget. So we prayed about it, and God answered. God provided the items for a nice area that we could meet in for Bible studies and fellowships. My wife and I donated our couch, which you never really realize how much you sit on a couch until you don't have one. We donated our couch, and then God provided the bookcases from IKEA. Now, you couldn't find these bookcases. They were out of all the stores. So we prayed that God would provide 20 feet of 8-foot tall bookcases. The next day, we looked online, and they were back in stock on a first-come, first-served basis. So we went directly to U-Haul, rented a van, and went and picked them up. Now we have enough space to put the 1,000 book library that we have already donated to us. We prayed, And God provided and fit our needs perfectly. Now, we don't always know what to pray for. But we know that if we bring the subject matter to the Lord, that He will help to guide our prayers to where our focus should be. God is listening. He will never not respond because we didn't identify something correctly. He is listening and helping to guide us through the Holy Spirit to the perfect answer. Now, on the spiritual side, over the years we have trained and learned how to train through discipleship. We have learned so much through men's and ladies' and even teen Bible studies. I know that I have learned a tremendous amount. I've seen some real spiritual growth in my own life, as well as seeing a lot of spiritual growth through our church. But sometimes that spiritual side of things can be much more difficult than the physical side. And part of this is because on the physical side, you can see the phases of a project as it comes to completion. But you cannot always see that, at least not in the same way on the spiritual side. Now, we've all had some spiritual struggles over the years. I have had many new spiritual struggles learning how to fight against the enemy for myself and for the church. Sometimes within our spiritual struggles, we can feel like it's too much, that the struggle is too hard, or that I will never draw closer to the Lord, or that God is not helping us enough. Now, something that I forget when I am praying about a situation within the church, or I am praying about what to do about a project or what to speak on for a Bible study, is this. God loves His church ministry more than I do. Have you ever thought about that? As much as you may love the church and love your ministry, God loves it much more than you do. With that, I have to remember that God cares. He cares for me, yes, but He cares for His ministry. He knows the needs of His ministry. He cares for His ministry. And that is why He perfectly provides for His ministry. So when you think you're all alone and that God doesn't care, guess what? God cares even more than you do. God cares more for you personally. He cares for you spiritually. He cares for your ministry. When you think that you can't go any further and that God's not there, God is there. God does care. He knows, He cares, and He provides. Look again with me back at our text starting in verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God loves us. He knows what our needs are. He cares for us and wants to fulfill our needs, and He perfectly provides what is needed when it is needed. Nothing can separate us from the love, the care, and the provision of our great and all-powerful God. He loves more than we do. Don't ever think that God is distant. Don't ever think that He doesn't care. Don't ever think that He won't answer. God knows. God cares. God provides, because God loves more than we ever could. Looking ahead, what do we have planned for the physical projects this year? Well, this year we are focusing on simple things, maintenance items and getting organized with some things. But we are also planning on building and hanging a cross for the front of the church. Years ago, someone made provision for a cross to hang in front of the sanctuary, but one was never put up. I have acquired the wood to do that, and I've started to build one. I also have a plan to hang two large plaques on either side of the cross displaying Bible verses. Earlier this year, we put some Bible verses up with our new landscaping, and we've heard some encouraging feedback from the neighbors about them. We want to make sure that we do not just provide a symbol of Jesus Christ, but also include the message. But what about spiritual projects? What is planned for that this year? Well, we are keeping things simple. We would like to continue to help people grow spiritually. We have our discipleship series in place for any that would like to dig a little deeper in their understanding of the Bible. We have our faith race for those who would like to learn how to meditate and memorize Scripture. Everyone can participate in with each other. We have some believers that are participating, and it's just a great time to learn how to meditate on God's Word and to memorize it and do it in camaraderie with other believers. It's just a great time. We have our Love One Another monthly initiative that motivates us to reach out to other people, to help them, to pray with them, to encourage them, and even to evangelize them. We have our Bible Connection, Bible studies on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month, 7 p.m. A great time of simply reading God's Word and enjoying open commentary of what we have learned from it. Really, the first one we had, we got as far as Genesis chapter 1. And the second one we had so far this year, we got as far as Genesis chapter 2. And it was just a great time of studying these individual verses and connecting with things that we knew and things that we were learning from the Scripture. We have our family Bible study that takes place on the first and third Sundays of each month, which starting in February, Jerry will be leading us through an in-depth study of Revelation. This is a time for open questions and discussions and looking at things that are happening around the world that are aligning with what the Bible has to say. And I'm very excited about this study. And then on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., we have our hour of prayer, a time where we take a small passage and learn a little about prayer and then focus on praying about what we have learned. Then our regular worship time at 11 a.m. every Sunday. Right now, we are finishing up our church constitution study, but in March, we will be back studying through the Gospels as we look at the life of Christ. Now, it might sound like a lot, but it's really not. Sundays always have something because it's our Sabbath day. And then we have two Wednesdays a month to dig deeper as a group for Bible study. Now, our calendar is pretty open. It gives plenty of time for us to individually learn and grow from God's Word. Now, God has been tremendously good to Campbell Bible Church. He has seen us through so many different obstacles. And as we face spiritual battles and physical circumstances, as we look at the future and are unsure how to respond or what to do, we know that we can simply turn to God in prayer and let Him lead and take care of us. Because God knows. God cares. And God provides. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You know, that You care, and that You provide. We thank You, Lord, that You know everything there is to know. And on top of that, You know the situations that we're going through. You know what's coming our way. You know what's in the future for us, Lord. And You care. And You love us, and You care for us more than we care for us. You love us more than we can love ourselves. You love our spiritual lives. You love our ministry. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us so much. Thank you for providing for us perfectly what we need. Lord, I pray that you would remind us this week that you do know, that you do care, and that you do provide. Lord, we thank you for the many times that we have seen you provide. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be people who remember how you have provided. Many times we'll pray and then we forget that we prayed. And you provide. And then we forget. Help us not to forget. Help us to write these things down when we prayed, what we prayed for, and how you responded so we can remember over and over again how you provided for us. Lord, we thank you for the love, the tremendous love that you have for us and you have for your ministry. I pray, Lord, that as we move forward this year, that you would help us to learn and to grow. I pray, Lord, that you would grow us here in your church. I pray that you would grow your church physically. I pray, Lord God, that you would use us in a mighty way. And Lord, that you would continue to provide for us and take care of your church. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have taken care of us and that you continue to. I pray for those that aren't able to make it to church on Sunday, Lord, especially thinking of our shut-ins. I pray that you provide for them and encourage them and strengthen them. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do a tremendous work in their lives, in this season of their lives. I pray for any of those that are listening and hearing this today, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would encourage them and strengthen them. Strengthen their spiritual walk with you, Lord God, and I pray that they would celebrate moving forward the goodness of the Lord. We thank you for all these things, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Amen.